I'm Adam from the Digital Suit Podcast, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeek.com, and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to episode 109 of Better Podcasting. Today, we buddy up to enhance our podcasting.
In this week's Better Podcasting Download, there's a new podcast service in town. And this time, it's not hosting, but is it really useful?
And finally, in this week's Better Podback, we take your feedback, including a follow-up to last week.
Lauren, start the show now. We have a How I Save a Podcast story to get to.
Welcome to Better Podcasting, a show where we talk about podcast tips, tools, and best practices to help you succeed with your podcast. What makes us different? Well, just like you, we podcast purely out of the love and fun of it. Podcasting is our hobby, and we recognize that it's yours too. We always encourage your questions and feedback, and you can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. Here's your host for the show, Stephen John Drew and Stargate Pioneer.
Welcome to episode 109 of Better Podcasting. I am Stephen John Drew, and with me is the one and only SP.
Hey, how you doing, Stephen? Or should I say Captain Stephen? Because he's wearing, you know, his Captain America shirt. Anyway, it's such a great time to be podcasting on podcasting. And we're just we have a chock full of show. We have 52 pages of show notes to get through.
That's absolutely right. So let's just go ahead and get into it and start off with a contest giveaway that we've got. That's right. If you missed this in our previous couple episodes, we have a contest going on until the end of January 2018. You can go ahead and email contest@betterpodcasting.com. That's contest@betterpodcasting.com. And what you can tell us all about is your favorite moment of Better Podcasting from 2017. And we want you to just let us know all about that. And the reason why we want you to know to let us know all about that is so that we can talk about it on this show, of course. And what was your favorite moment of Better Podcasting of 2017? And we're going to be giving away a brand new Audio-Technica AT2005 USB/XLR microphone. That's right. If you are not familiar with this microphone, get familiar with it, because it is hands down, this and the other very similar clones, our recommendation here at Better Podcasting, because it's so versatile. I personally do travel with this on the road. It's so versatile. It allows me to do some really crazy makeshift stuff with iRigs. I am able to, at the same time, send it in USB to my laptop. I love this thing, and so does Stargate Pioneer. It's just our favorite microphone all around in general.
It is indeed. I'm looking forward to hearing more responses of your favorite Better Podcasting moment in 2017. So you can get this wonderful microphone to start out your 2018. We also, by the way, like for you to send in your How I Save My Podcast stories. This is a community involvement event. If you have done something in your podcast to save it, to resurrect it from not going out at all, we want to hear what it is, and we want to make sure that your experience gets sent to everybody else, just like Seth from Geekville Radio.
Hello, Stephen. Hello, SP. Hello, Better Podcasting listeners. This is Seth, a.k.a. Xandrax, from GeekvilleRadio.com with a How I Save My Podcast story. On a recent episode of Geekville Radio, we covered the DC-CW-TV crossover Crisis on Earth X, which I discussed with my co-host Crazy Train and some guy, the name escapes me. It was a guy named Stargate Pioneer. Well, my recording failed on my side, and I blame Windows updates for that. But thankfully, SP recorded on his end, which literally saved the show. We had this wonderful two-hour conversation about this awesome TV show that would have been lost had SP not recorded on his end. So keep up the good work, SP, and the more podcasts that can be saved, the better the world will be.
What a great tagline. The more podcasts that can be saved, the better the world can be. Seth, it was an awesome experience being with you over on Geekville Radio and talking about Crisis on Earth X. By the way, it wasn't just a 2-hour recording. It was a 2-hour and 15 minute recording. So I'm so glad I was able to decide. Now, Seth did record the event, but all he got was his side. There was a mix up in the driver's update for the programs that he was using, and he just didn't get anything incoming. I was actually able to get something incoming, and it was great. He pared it down to an hour, 40 minutes. Gosh, it wasn't 2 hours, 15 minutes, but it was that good of material. We were talking about a 4-episode miniseries on the DC TV series. It was great fun. It was great to be on your show, Seth. And that was indeed an unexpected How I Saved My Podcast story. Steven, I also have a quick How I Saved My Podcast story. So actually, the day before we recorded that, I recorded a Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. on the Defenders finale, which is a show on Netflix in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yeah, Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I recorded it on OBS and got the video, and I was getting all set to edit that and send it off to YouTube. And I brought it up in the editor. We use Movie Studio 14.0, and I took a look at the audio file, and it was flatlined. I was like, what? That can't be right. Yeah, indeed. The same exact driver issue that hit Seth hit me. The difference between Seth and me is I actually was able to use my backup recording, which is actually my Prime audio recording from my Zoom H6. So I did a little guesstimating on where to actually sync the actual mouth movements to the sound that was actually coming out. And I actually think I did a pretty good job. That is Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode 220, which you can find at the GunnaGeek.com YouTube channel, which is just an amazing thing. So that is how I saved my podcast story, is I actually used my own backup recording, which I didn't know until after we recorded sets. So that was just funny the way that worked.
I got to say that I'm of two minds. Number one, I don't like it at all whenever SP gets, you know, validated ever. I don't like that at all. So, you know, this is another validation of SP and his ways. But my second mind, of course, is that SP is actually genuinely, like, he's talked about on here before about how he does record whenever he's on anything for this specific reason. And joking aside, I actually do think that this is fantastic that he was able to save somebody's podcast. This is something that you never know when this is going to happen. So if you can go ahead and record at the same time in a multi-track type format, or even just a single track type format, you might save somebody's show. And what's the worst that happens? At the end of the recording, you delete it. So kudos, SP. Good job. I am proud of you. Old man grew up.
Yeah, finally got some gray in my beard and I got wise, right? Now, Steven, have I ever told the story about why I do this, by the way? Did you remember why I record other podcasts that I'm on?
Because somebody saved yours, right?
No, it's because I was on Gallifrey Public Radio and we had this great conversation about the Rings of Akatom, which will never be heard because Jay lost the recording and Kier lost the recording because their computers ate it. And I didn't know about recording back then. So, yeah, after that, I kind of went uber Nazi and was like, I'm going to record everything that I'm on. What do I need? What? And I tried to get recorders up and that led to the monstrosity that I have today. But it means hopefully I don't lose a recording. It's always possible, but the backups are there.
Awesome. So please send your How I Saved My Podcast story to us. You can go ahead and you can email it into podcast@betterpodcasting.com. You can tweet us at BetterPod, or just go ahead and hop on over to facebook.com/betterpodcasting and let us know how have you saved your podcast. Please let us know, or maybe it's how somebody saved your podcast. Take the credit. Just say it's how you saved it. Take the credit. All right, let's go ahead and roll into our main topic, which is all about buddies. Hey, buddy.
Hey, bud.
This topic, it's an emotional topic for me because it just takes me back to my childhood high school life. That's right, because hobby podcasting over the long haul, it can be very, very lonely. And that's what high school was for me. It was just a very, very lonely experience. And so just like my high school life, it can be that. And sometimes even daunting, and it can sometimes just be very, very tough, especially for those solo podcasters who have to research, record, produce, and promote their shows all by themselves. And honestly, even with the team approach, this is something where when you and you're recording things with your co-host, you still end up having a sort of a pocket that everybody ends up being isolated to a degree. You might have a dedicated researcher, a dedicated show note taker, somebody that produces or editing. And so it can definitely be a very lonely experience. Now, if you are new to podcasting, there's going to be times where just talking to somebody for a few minutes, even 5 minutes, can help enhance your shows in ways that you just can't fathom. And this is something that if you have been in the space for a long time, the odds are you probably have a podcast buddy yourself and have actually had some pretty great conversations from said buddy. You might not even realize that that's what there are, is your podcast buddy. And so the podcast buddies are definitely a huge resource to all podcasters, especially hobbyists, especially soloists. So today we want to tell you all about how you can buy a podcast buddy from Stargate Pioneer.
What? No, we're not talking about it. Look, we'll get to that in a second. But having a podcast buddy is a topic that is not new to Better Podcasting. We've discussed places where you can go to discuss podcasting and communities before on Better Podcasting episode number 76. And then we talked about the podcastforum.com, which is a great resource that you can use. We've also discussed having a mentor and buddy briefly back on episode number 50, when I was talking about my golden rules of hobby podcasting. For those playing at home, it was number 14. We also asked you who your podcast mentors were, and we discussed your answers back on Better Podcasting episode 79. Heck, even Better Podcasting itself was just born out of Steven, Chris over on the Gunna Geek Show, and SP being podcast buddies. And it was an outgrowth of our Gunna Geek Association. So that is what podcast buddies can be. And having a podcast buddy is not just a good idea. We've been putting that into practice for years, and it's worked. We've been able to improve our shows. We've been able to exchange ideas we felt were important. We've been able to isolate new pod gear appropriate for our applications and our studios quicker and easier and cheaper than we would have without that. I mean, we are all looking out for deals for each other. And we established firm cross-promotional opportunities, and we've helped develop the network and podcast planning processes that help to serve and grow our shows. Now, what we are calling a podcast buddy in this episode can be served by several different labels. And let's just go through some of the labels that can fall under being a podcast buddy. Like in school, Steven, in high school, when you were all alone, did you even ever have a lab partner?
No. The teacher told me that I wasn't allowed to actually come in the classroom. So there you go.
Okay. Well, everybody else in the classroom had lab partners. And I don't think you were ever on a sports team, Steven. But were you ever able to work out, like go to the gym and to stay healthy and fit and just have a workout partner?
No, I thought so.
Wait until you get older and you need to work out to maintain your slothy physique that you've got right now.
You know what? Sometimes I do go to the all-I-can-eat buffet. So
I see. And you're doing the fork and the knife thing, yeah, and that's exchanging some energy there. Yeah, okay. At work, have you ever had a business partner or a teammate?
Work? Am I supposed to make money? I keep getting these forms from the government demanding that I pay something called tax. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, so a lab partner, workout partner, business partner, teammate. We're going to lump all of those into the partner slash teammate into what is known as an accountability partner. And if you have one for podcasting, that can also work as a podcast buddy, right, Steven?
Absolutely. An accountability partner will definitely help you keep on track for your production, but it'll also help you set realistic expectations and goals. Now, this is something that ends up happening because they can help you bring tips and processes in that have worked for them and will in turn, of course, help you with those goals and maybe sometimes bring you back down to earth a little bit with those expectations. It's really a symbiotic relationship with your podcast buddies. You don't necessarily need to be the best of buddies, but in terms of podcasting, it will definitely help you be buddies if that is something that you guys can have some form of friendship on the long term.
We've spoken a lot before about having a podcast mentor. Now, a podcast mentor is different than an accountability partner in that the advice generally flows one way from the mentee from the mentor. This is usually somebody that you trust and respect that has more experience and or success than you. A mentor should be looking holistically at your goals and your processes and your capabilities and recommend to you where to focus your efforts to improve your podcasting. Mentoring can be accomplished in a formal or informal setting, but should be designed to work specifically for you and your future success. So you could go either formal or informal, whatever works best for you. True mentors will also make whole life recommendations and can be with you for years or decades. You can also have multiple mentors. You just don't have to have one. And I actually encourage you eventually to have multiple mentors, but be mindful of how much time commitment it is to follow through with each mentor individually. You can end up spending all of your time in mentoring and analyzing to paralyzing without ever actually accomplishing anything.
Yeah, and we've also talked about podcast consultants on this show before, and also related consulting ventures like societies and whatnot and schools. And generally, these individuals know what they're doing and they're designed to perform specific functions for you or to provide you with certain services in return for some form of payment. They're more like a business. They're there and they're charging you for a service is what it is. Now, as you choose your consultant, you want to make sure that they align with your vision of podcasting. For instance, if you have little or no interest in making money, then it's probably not the best to pick somebody like, I don't know, let's say John Lee Dumas. He is all about the money. So that's something that you want to be aware and have a bit of a vision. But also on the flip side, they are a consultant for you. And so they're probably looking more on the bigger picture and maybe a little less one-on-one. Not always, but a lot of times that's the case. Now, a consultant can also be very expensive.
Also with the fees, you have to be cognizant that the podcast consultant might be billing you for preparation hours or analyzing hours of your particular situation. So if you are on the phone with them for 15 minutes and they bill you for an hour, hour and a half, that's because that's how much of their time they're actually taking with you. And they're focusing that information just on that 15 minutes. So just be cognizant of that. If you get a hold of somebody, you might not just be paying for the time that you're on the phone. It's like a lawyer. Whenever you need a lawyer, if they're preparing a will, you're going to pay them for the will preparation time in addition to the time that you're actually in their office.
It's like, by the way, with SP, I pay him for this apparent co-hosting, and because he hates me so much, he charges me for the time that it takes for him to get in the head game that he can tolerate me for an hour.
It's a very long and laborious process that I have to go through. Yeah. And yes, I want to be compensated for my time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we usually do not recommend consultants for hobby podcasters just because we know you're not making the money to recoup that. But we know there are some good ones out there. So if you have a need to get ramped up quickly in podcasting and you really want to reach out to a podcast consultant, give us a holler and we'll point you in the right directions for your needs. And if you can do that privately, we'll be able to answer you a little bit more robustly privately. And that brings us to our last type of podcast buddy labeled a friend. Yeah. Friends can act like a combination of a mentor and an accountability partner, but they might not have the experience to mentor you or actually be podcasting with you to help you be accountable for the actual podcasting. However, let's be honest, friends are there to support you in the good times and bad times, and they're just a ton of fun to hang out with. Otherwise, they wouldn't be friends with them. Friends can be a podcasting distractor because of all those Xbox hours that you might be playing with them, online games, days at the beach, nights in the bar after the game. But blowing off steam, decompressing it's always necessary to do for your personal health and wellness. So this is something that you just can't brush aside. If you have the opportunity to spend time with friends, I would encourage you to do that. So make sure you make time in your schedule. You budget that time for your friends too. And odds are that your podcast will only last so long, you know, a few years maybe in the grand scheme of things, but your true friends should last you your lifetime.
So what you're saying, by the way, you mentioned that they can distract you, but they can also be there to support you. So sometimes they can be a problem, but other times your friends can have some benefits. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just going to leave that alone. If you have a podcasting buddy, there are several housekeeping factors you should keep in mind. First of all, figure out a preferred method of communication. You don't have to actively decide on this up front, but eventually narrowed it down to one main hub. So if your buddy sees you pop up in that method, they know that it is regarding podcasting. Steven and I, for instance, mostly use Google Hangout Messenger, and we've tried several other things along the way, and we might in the future pivot to something else, but for now, that's what we use. But in any case, choosing a way to communicate will help you reflect back upon those communications later, especially if they're in writing. Also, if your buddy contacts you outside of those channels, you know that it could be important and possibly not dealing with podcasting at all. And I'll give you an example. Steven recently called me at the gym, and because it was so unusual for him to actually pick up a phone and call me, I immediately stopped what I was doing. I walked out of the gym and I said, "Steven, what's up?" And it indeed turned out to be important. So that is differentiation between podcast buddy and other life stuff as well.
You and your podcast buddy should definitely keep in regular contact. Now, does it have to be scheduled? No, it doesn't. But the thing to remember is that if too much time passes, you're going to lose that relationship and that buddy might be a little less effective. So it is really good to reach out. And there's a lot of stuff that can happen even in the course of 2 weeks. So, you know, our honest best guess would be that if it's been 2 weeks or longer, you might want to reach out and just rekindle that relationship a little bit. Unless, of course, your podcast buddy is away doing something, because that happens from time to time. Now, the thing that is important to remember with this is it doesn't always have to be podcast related with these contacts. It's about retaining and building that relationship. So it could be as simple as just saying, "Hey, how's it going, SP?" Or just, you know, like SP does to me, "Hey, have you finished doing your work yet for the show?" Because that's all it is. He just wants me to be like done.
Usually how our conversations start, actually.
Yeah, exactly. When choosing your buddy, keep in mind there are different personality types. If you choose someone exactly like yourself, you might find that it's easy to interact, but it might be a little limiting as far as what that's going to help each other. We talked about how bouncing off each other can keep your show developing and keep you grounded. Well, if I'm talking to myself, well, number one, it's going to be the best conversation I've had in my life if I'm talking to myself, let's be honest. But aside from that, I'm going to find that I'm just going to agree with myself probably. And so it's good sometimes to have a little bit of that diversity, a little bit different between a different sort of take between you and your podcast buddy. I go to example of this is SP and I talking about hosting. We love talking about hosting and we both see things a little bit different, but we're really tight podcast buddies. And we've talked about hosting a ton of stuff off the show.
Yeah, keep your podcast buddies podcasting experience base in mind too. If you're both just starting out, you may have limited the options that you can recommend to each other. However, there is something to be said about learning together, where you are both learning about podcasting and then able to compare notes. So having a runny buddy that's about where you are in podcasting could be immensely beneficial as well. And make sure your podcast buddy is somebody you can be open with. If you are filtering yourself, it can not only make for an awkward field, but can also waste both of your times. And as your likely friends, you don't want to just feel like you're having to do a head nod for 30 minutes while you're not really listening, just like I'm usually on Better Podcasting when Steven's talking.
Absolutely. Like most of the time I send SP a message and he goes, "Nope, not interested." And I'm like, "Okay, cool. Sounds good. Let's just go back to my corner."
Finally, talking about notes, when you are talking to your podcast buddy about podcasting, take notes. You will be amazed over time how much you refer back to the notes about a service or process that you learned about from your buddy. Having the notes readily available will prevent you from many passable hours later trying to remember what your buddy said while they're away for a week or two and really not able to get back to you. So taking notes is important. And there's one more thing that a podcast buddy can help you with: your long-term mental health and wellness. A podcast buddy will hopefully be able to tell you when you are overcome with everything, or if they see you off one day, they're able to call you on it. So if you have a true podcast buddy, you should feel comfortable talking with them about whatever is bothering you and guiding you to take a positive step to help you deal with whatever situation you're facing. Think of a podcast buddy as a routine dose of vitamins for your mental health. And remember to get your doses in before a nasty cold settles in.
Absolutely. So there you go. Do you have yourself a podcast buddy? We want to know, how often do you talk to said podcast buddy? And how have you helped each other and said podcast buddy? I just want to keep saying said podcast buddy. Let us know how exactly your podcast buddy has helped you. And I just want to say that that mental health part is a really big part of this SP. That's part of the doc you put in for our discussion. And I just wanted to highlight that, because honestly, there are so many times that you, as my podcast buddy, I've been able to just either unload a bunch of information, sometimes not even podcast related, and you've been able to just, you know, been there to listen to me, and it's helped with my shows, because sometimes it's helped me get in the frame of mind to be able to record. Sometimes it's just been unrelated. So absolutely, podcast buddies are huge. Please get in touch with us. You can email us. You can find us on the Twitter sphere. You can find us on the Facebooks. No Instagrams yet, but I don't know. Why don't you mail SP a picture?
You have an Instagram. Stargate Pioneer.
That's right. He does. So Instagram him. Instagram him a picture of your podcast, buddy. There you go. So let's go ahead and move on to our download.
Welcome to this week's Better Podcasting Download.
Those that are familiar with Star Trek will be very familiar with the Mirror Universe. That's right, the Mirror Universe is an alternative place. It is almost the opposite of all sorts of things that you see in the regular Star Trek universe. No, okay. I'm just making a mirror joke, because we're talking today about Podcast Mirror. This is something that was just announced today, the day that we record this, on December 6th, 2017. Blueberry has announced a new service called Podcast Mirror. Now, what is Podcast Mirror? Well, it's not the Mirror Universe. Let's go ahead and rule that out right now. I think it's a mirror that you hold up in front of you so that every time you record, you look at yourself and you smile, because you genuinely can hear a smile in the audio recording. So you hold up that mirror and you look at it and you go, hey, look, it says podcast. No, that's not what it is either. Podcast Mirror says the following on their website. Quote, Podcast Mirror is a mirror of your podcast RSS feed. It guarantees that your podcast syndication is taken to the next level, while assuring those loading the podcast feed elsewhere, such as in a browser, app, etc., are not presented with a page full of RSS XML code. If you've ever taken a look at your RSS feed in a browser, you know it's essentially unreadable for most. Podcast Mirror displays your feed in a way that you can understand the RSS feed functionality and potentially handle any issues. It's formatted as a web page, but is actually your feed. Basically, you submit your RSS feed to them. By the way, sorry, that was end quote. Basically, you submit your RSS feed to them. They pull that RSS feed. They apply their stuff on their website to it. That's all happened server side. And now that podcast mirror RSS feed is what you essentially should be, I think, distributing to the masses, because they've got this visual thing that we kind of just alluded to, and stability and all this, and we'll get to that in a second. And so you want to have your RSS feed on Podcast Mirror. Now, Podcast Mirror has advised of the following. They said that it's currently hosted on Blueberry CDN that has a 99.9999% uptime history. There's also some other current features of Podcast Mirror. Isn't that right, SP?
Yeah, so some of the current features are: it mirrors the feed that you actually have. It can manually refresh the feed. The feed itself is updated. It's programmed to update every 15 minutes. and the feed is verified to see if valid. And if not, the mirrored copy is not distributed. And this led to some questions that Stephen and I were running through a couple hours ago. When people access the RSS feed, they'll see a more visually friendly version. And quote, Podcast Mirror displays your feed in a way that you can understand the RSS feed functionality and potentially handle any issues. It's formatted as a web page, but it is actually your feed, unquote. That's from the quote that Stephen read before. And then more features to come soon. So those are the feature bases that Podcast Mirror has purported. So who might use this, Stephen? Well, to be honest, it's not a bad idea. Even if you don't submit it anywhere, it'll back up your feed, and having a backup is always good. We've been talking about this for months.
Yeah. And somebody who might want to self-host their podcast, but might have some resource troubles with their web hosting, we talked about that before as well, this will at least offer some stability to the RSS feed because you're on Blueberry servers and they do have a proven track record with uptime. Somebody who might want to hop the services regularly, this would be another good example because ultimately, we've talked about this before on the show. If you start with, say, Libsyn, let's say you start with Libsyn and they're solid for you, and then you go, you know what? I want to switch over to Podbean. Well, that's cool because Libsyn's going to go ahead and help you redirect over to Podbean. So then you're with Podbean, and I believe they now offer redirection, and you go, no. I think instead, I'm going to go ahead over to Star Hosting, which is SP's official hosting, Star Hosting. So you head on over there. Podbean will help you redirect. Well, ultimately, the way that these are indexed, yes, there is a whole bunch of algorithms and stuff in the background that should solve this, but really the first part that's indexed is Libsyn, then the second part is Podbean, and then the third part is Star Hosting. So absolutely, that is something that if you're relying on all of these different redirects, that could be a potential problem down the road. But if you go and you put your feed on Podcast Mirror and you go and you're telling everybody to subscribe to Podcast Mirror, and then in the background, Podcast Mirror is sucking from Podbean, then it's sucking from Libsyn the next week, and then the week after that, it's sucking from Star Hosting. It's all happening behind the scenes, and everybody's only subscribed to the one URL. Now, the other thing that might possibly be an option here, very new information, so we can't say for sure, but presumably it's Blueberry, so hopefully you'll be able to tie in statistics, right?
Yeah, I think the statistics are tied to the RSS feed. So if you want to actually purchase statistics, say you're hosting on Libsyn and you can actually give them your mirror feed to pull those statistics. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but it seems like it could be possible to me. So that is a possible draw. Okay, those are the good things that we can think of. Now we're going to run down some concerns.
Let's start off with the first thing is that it's free. Okay, this is a free service as announced. Now, that means that bottom line, you're placing your RSS feed on a free service. Now, you really, to be fair, have to consider all of those, quote, usual free service concerns that we've talked about before on here. Now, with that said, I will give credit where credit's due. Blueberry has a history of offering a free service, but making money off of a paid tier. So if somebody's going to have a leg up, I got to give it to Blueberry because they have an history of offering a free service, but also being able to monetize over a paid tier. So that relieves my concerns to a degree, but you still got to be aware that it is free. Number two, what is the stability going to be? We don't know yet. Yes, they have a history with Blueberry offering stability, but we just don't know. Could it be hacked, perhaps? Could they be a victim of other attacks? Maybe. Will all of a sudden all podcast media hosts block the mirroring service? Unlikely, but maybe. So we just don't know for sure until it's been out for a while. So if you flock over and you put your RSS there now, you might have to be the beta testers to a degree. You just don't know because until you get the masses hitting this, you just don't know. Number three, and this one will take us a little bit to get there. Let's start off with Better Podcasting back in April 2017. We briefly spoke on the show about an interview that was conducted. In the interview, there was a discussion about a certain company's, quote, own your own feed, end quote, credo. The interview discussed the benefits of having your own fee. You're hosting your own feed. And one of the quotes on this interview was, quote,
simply put, that means that your feed should look something like yoururl.com/feed, not yourpodcastservice.com/yourpodcastservice.xml.
Well, let's just tell you who this article was from. This article is actually from Blueberry themselves. And, you know, if you've been around the circles, kidding aside, they very much are supporters of owning your own RSS feed. And I've talked about it before. We did a whole episode 65, on pros and cons of self-hosting. I am somebody who feels pretty even headed about it. I like to self-host myself, but I also recognize that there are challenges, but I still do fundamentally agree with a lot of the basis behind what's being said by Blueberry and why they operate that. Well, then getting to number three is that you're essentially going against this. So if you have bought in to this idea that you should own your own RSS feed, and again, there's really good reasons why you might think that. I like that myself. You're now taking your RSS feed and you're placing it on somebody else's service. You're now in that situation where you are at yourpodcastservice.com/yourpodcast. You know, that's something there that you're now actually relying on that for now. This is early. There's all sorts of features. I think there might, who knows, random Steven speculation end up being an option to do otherwise. But for now, that's the way it's looking to be set up. I went through and I threw an RSS feed in there this morning and I didn't see any options for customizing. So at this point here, I would have to use their service. So that is something that you got to be a little bit aware of, that you are back to that situation. And who knows, it is a new service. There's always risks that come with new services. Now, with all of that said, I also want to specify something that we have talked before about how we feel that it is a good idea to back up your RSS feed. In fact, I kind of briefly talked about this, just skirted over it in episode 65. And we did partway in there say one of the best practices is to regularly back up the RSS feed. And in various other shows on here, I've actually talked before about how, well, I've left the breadcrumbs for how I actually, back last year, made myself my own RSS mirror on my own site. This is something that there is very, very, very good reason to back up your RSS feed routinely. So if it is a free service, and even if you're not submitting it, I think it's not necessarily a bad idea to throw your RSS feed, unless it's being indexed in there and getting confused and causing all sorts of problems with, you know, SEO or whatever, I don't know. I think it's not a bad idea to use it as a backup service, because I've done this. I've created from the ground up a script myself that essentially sucks my RSS feed from where it is and ends up making a static file. It's very similar to what this is doing. And the reason why I did this was, number one, reducing the WordPress resource uses. I use WordPress to create my RSS feed. So I created a script that essentially just refreshes it like every 15 minutes. So then when everybody's subscribing, they're subscribing to my script, which is offering a static file instead, thus not hitting WordPress every 3 to 15 seconds as all these different clients ping my RSS feed. So it's helping with that. Number two, I've got it set up so that it does keep a bit of a history of that. So if all of a sudden my WordPress was hacked, I can go back into the history and pull out that RSS feed, which they have said on Podcast Mirror that it's going to detect if the feed is corrupted. And so if you're in that situation and you're using Podcast Mirror, essentially what it looks like it's going to probably do is detect that, oh, wait, all of a sudden there's no RSS feed, and it's not going to pull that anymore, I think, and instead keep offering the old version. So that could be a good thing. Now, I ultimately think it's just very new myself, but I do think that there's a half decent concept behind it. I just don't know that for me, I would at this point want to give up that control that I've elected to have to my RSS feed just for their stability, when I haven't had really stability problems for my personal podcasts.
Well, you've been driven to it because in some earlier web hosting that you had, it went down for a few hours here and there, and you just wanted to make sure that that feed was available. And then also, you could think of this Podcast Mirror as basically a backblaze for your RSS feed if you self-host, and that's very important to have a backup of everything. So if this is a way to back up the feed, it's a way to back up the feed. And if there's a way to automatically switch over to it, then your podcast still remains available when your website possibly goes down for the interface. I mean, the files still have to be available, but if the website goes down, you still can get to them via the RSS feed, which is the most important part about podcasting, because odds are people aren't coming to your website to listen. They're going to different apps to listen, and those apps are pulling the RSS feed. Now, there's actually been other signs of this. For example, back in episode 91, we talked about how Google was indexing your RSS feed. And then when we posted the article about it on GunnaGeek.com, we cited how one version of Better Podcasting's RSS feed was indexed in those search results. So this citation was not our Libsyn URL, but actually a version of Steven's cloning script. And he implemented this for a trial reason, but ultimately left it because his script kept backups. And we really never know if we're going to need it. Like if the Libsyn goes down for 2 weeks for something, like their server farm gets hit with a catastrophic whatever, it'd be nice. And we do have backup copies of all the files too. It'd be nice to be able to pull that RSS script and be able to do that. So there are legitimate reasons for using this.
Yeah, and the only other thing that I'll mention here is that in our live chat, we have one of the awesome mods over on Reddit, Bangs Naughty Bits. He's in our chat, and he brings up a really good point that I didn't think to put in here, was what about Google's SEO penalizing duplicate sources and indexing feeds now? That is a good question, because in the past, yes, there has been some penalization for duplicate content by Google, but the RSS feeds being indexed is such a new thing. We actually talked about that before on episode 81 of Better Podcasting. We made the discovery that all of a sudden RSS feeds were showing up in Google results. And it's still the case today. But I've actually personally tried to reach out to a couple of the people in the industry and one of the actual Google people to find out a little bit about more about why they started to index RSS feeds, and I don't have anything. All I got back was a pretty vague answer, and honestly, it was kind of the shoulder shrug, I don't know, you know, sort of thing. There wasn't a lot of confidence that I had with what was being said, and so I think it's interesting to see, will they treat that the same way? Will they penalize an RSS feed the same way that in the past they've penalized other results? So time will tell. I don't know. Maybe one day we can make it so that the services will be able to specify, you know, going to a certain location. So if all of a sudden I was using this mirror service, but I was with Libsyn, maybe there's a way that somehow one day I can go ahead and set the robots so that when Google hits the Libsyn, they say, okay, wait, no, this isn't it. It should be over here. But it's a whole bunch of what if when you're cloning information. You kind of are dependent on a whole bunch of stuff just to work together. And honestly, I think that it's going to be a little bit of a headache while it works its way out.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with this podcast mirror. I don't think I'm going to use it for any of my shows until I find out what's going on. But it might not be a bad idea to go over and claim your like URL, your podcast mirror URL. Might not be a bad thing to do, because if you don't claim it, somebody else might.
Absolutely. So make sure that you don't go and register right now. Stargate Pioneer talks about how awesome he is and how bad Steven is. .podcastmirror.whatever.
Oh, look, Steven, you got the starhosting.com account suspended now.
Awesome. So we want to know, are you going to use this? Let us know. This is very new again. This was just came out today. So we wanted to go ahead and do a quick overview of potential pros and cons that we see at this time to using this. And I can't wait to see what happens, because again, I kind of like the idea of a cloning. Let's go ahead and roll into the Better Pod back. In this week's Better Pod back, we got a ton of feedback from a bunch of different people, and we've selected, of course, a few select ones to talk about in today's episode, including this one that we will start off with, which came from a listener as a follow-up from last week. I believe the majority of the email was just about how awesome Steven is and how that guy, we don't know who he is, that I co-host with. I think that's mostly what it is, but I'll let SP read it out.
Evil Zombie sent us an email, and he said, "Hey, Steven, another awesome episode with Better Podcasting 108. I just got to catch up on it as was so excited to hear my last email read out on it. I just wanted to send an answer about what I think some of the top podcasts are, in my opinion, at least. Number one for me would honestly be the Bandrew Says podcast. It was part of the inspiration for me to work towards improving my content. His Discord for the podcast is one of the most helpful I've come across within the user base. Number two for me would be Better Podcasting Podcast, which always has something fun and useful for me to learn and use. I've always enjoyed how you and SP love podcasting to the core and do it purely for the love of it. That's what makes me the best of any kind of media. Number three for me would be the Complete Privacy and Security Podcast, because I am paranoid and like to lock down pretty much everything. And last at number four is Whiskey Talk. I'm part Scottish and do enjoy a good glass of whiskey every once in a while. And this was a fun listen while doing that.
Thanks so much for that, Evil Zombie. That's a fantastic email and an honor to be number two. So we really do genuinely try to shake things up and make sure that we can offer things from a different point of view. And we just have fun doing it. So it makes it really easy for us to think of these out there topics. I will say this, that you're number one. I think that this is a very, very good pick. And we hands down, I'm not going to say what it is. I'm going to tease this. In fact, I'm going to, at the end of the story, SP will give you his emails, not his, SP's email, but the podcast email that I'm about to talk about, so that you can email and ask the following question. Why does Steven say that you have one of the most bizarre, disgusting, yet intriguing stories that he heard in 2017? Because it's, you know, it was not a good story, but I just couldn't believe it. And oh, wow. Yeah, I'll leave that up for that, the Banjo Says podcast. It is not a good story, but definitely takes the cake for the most intriguing story of the year and makes me think not very good of people.
I can't believe you just equated it to cake.
So what's the email for Bandrew Says?
So if you want to ask Bandrew a question, it's askbandrew@gmail.com. Once again, that's askbandrew@gmail.com. Matter of fact, I sent an email to Bandrew at Bandrew or askbandrew@gmail.com. And I asked a question, basically, if you had the superpower to choose the answer to one conspiracy theory, but could never learn the answer to any other conspiracy theory, which one would you choose? Now, for my part, I chose the Malaysia Airlines MH370, and it was largely because I want those families to figure out what happened to their loved ones, which they're still wondering today. But also it's because I want to know if there's something wrong with a Boeing 777. I never want to set foot on one of those again. Anyway, I sent it off, and at the end I asked him for a free microphone, and guess what showed up in the mail today?
What? Did you get yourself an NW700?
I got myself an NW700. It was a free microphone sent to me by Bandrew specifically for the purpose of testing it for its applicability to podcasting, after which I may or may not find a nice way to dispose of it or keep it. I don't know. We'll see what the testings go. So keep tabs on that in the coming weeks, probably about the next month and a half. I'll run through that, because I've got some other stuff to test too, and we should have a fun time with the newer NW700 on here. And if you know anything about Better Podcasting, this is something that we do not recommend. So I am betting that I'm going to find ways to poke holes in it. So we'll just see how that goes. But thank you very much, Bandrew, because if it wasn't for your generosity in sending this, Better Podcasting would never actually ever have a review on the newer NW700.
It's nearer. It's NEEWER. It's two E's.
I don't care how you pronounce it. We don't recommend it.
And by the way, Bandrew from the Bandrew Says podcast, he's also of the Podcastage channel, which I highly recommend. Lots of great gear reviews. If you check out youtube.com/podcastage, please check that out. It's a really good channel and a good resource. And also, of course, you do want to check out YouTube or geeks.link/gonna geek gear, because that's the one where you'll find SP's awesome NW700 review that will be coming. Over to the Twitter side of things, we had Ryle Davis Jr. say, @StargatePioneer, in response to your question on @BetterPod episode 107, How will the FCC's repeal of net neutrality affect podcasting? My answer is it won't. Podcasting and the internet will still continue to grow.
It's an interesting input and not one that a lot of people actually subscribe to. We'll see. And then there was a lot of people that went out and asked their congressman to not stop net neutrality, only to find out that the congressman really had nothing to do with it other than putting pressure on the five FCC members on the board, which are the ones voting on it. This Congress has nothing to do with it. It's the FCC board that is actually just so five individuals are determining, and it's pretty much a done deal, by the way, that net neutrality will go away. So we'll see what happens in another year or two or five on what happens there. So also on Twitter, Matt Gull, who goes by @instructor_Matt, said, at Spotify mobile app now available as a destination for all Libsyn hosted podcasts. Now the best way for Android users to find your podcast. I'm sensing a better podcasting download from BetterPod in the works. And honestly, if we didn't have that news about Podcast Mirror, that's actually what we would talk about. Yeah. So just a few quick hits on that, in that Libsyn is not the only way you can get on board. There's also a Google Doc form that you can go and submit your podcast if you're not happen to be on Libsyn. If you are on Libsyn, you have to go in your destinations and add Spotify as a destination, fill out all the information in the form and submit it. And whereas it took 2.5 years to get my first two podcasts on Spotify, it took 2 days to get the other three on Spotify. Yes, all my five active podcasts are on Spotify, or four active podcasts and one pod faded one are on Spotify right now. So Voices of Defiance, Starling Tribune, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition, and Better Podcasting. All those five shows are on Spotify right now. And the early results, by the way, for the Spotify actual statistics for Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. are phenomenal. They're like 50% of the Libsyn call. So I have a question into Libsyn right now. I just sent them a question today about whether the Spotify stats are included in their total aggregate stats or not when they say what the median and mean numbers of the downloads are. So when we hear back from that, probably in the feed number 110, then we'll find out exactly what is being accounted for and what is not being accounted for. And we'll see. But in the meantime, if you're monetizing and you have like 10,000 downloads, Spotify could get you another 5,000 downloads if it follows this particular model. So we'll see. We'll see. So Spotify could be very exciting, could be just a drop in the bucket. I don't know. We'll see.
We also had Ferris, DX Ferris on Twitter, say, I'm not going to say don't make your podcast available exclusively as a stream, not downloadable from SoundCloud. But don't do that, beep, and make your podcast available to download. And it was in caps lock. So obviously ran into a air quotes podcast that was not available to download. And we talked about that a couple of weeks back about how, right now, I think we're all in agreement that that's not a podcast, but will it be a podcast in a couple of years? Maybe a couple of weeks. It'll just flip at the drop of the hat here. That's
you never know what's going to happen with net neutrality. I mean, net neutrality could flip the bit in like 2 days. We'll see. Anyway, we also received an email from Johnny Pennington, and he says, hey guys, just informing you that in this past week, I indulged in 5 of your earlier episodes. Initially, I was trying to find out what were some Deceit flat response cheaper headphones available. I'm looking to buy some extra headphones for some additional people that I'll be recording some voices with. I have the Shure MDR-7506s. I think he means Sony MDR-7506s for myself for voices editing and such. They will not need that good or expensive, so suggestions are welcome. That's the reason I started going back in your archives to see what you had mentioned and had worn in your earlier gear shows. I jumped around, starting out with SP's overall gear review in 2016 in episode 60, then to his 2015 version of the gear overview in episode 8. The next were Steven's gear overviews in 2015, which was episode 007, and the 2016 version, episode 59. Finally, capping it off with the 2015 episode 009 of your gear wish list. Wow, what a great promo. Thank you, Johnny. What I realized while getting reacquainted with Steven's Rusto mic, his homemade pop filter, and SP's ever-changing podcasting landscape and desk was how much I enjoyed your personal podcast gear arcs from 2015 and 2016. So I am now waiting with bated breath, hopefully, for your third annual personal podcast gear arc. You guys rarely disappoint, so I'm hoping that you don't disappoint your billions of followers. It's Carl Sagan, by the way. Billions and billions of followers. And give us the 2017 version of your annual arc for the holidays. I'm kicked back with a pencil and pad for notes, some snacks, and a delicious drink, awaiting once again to be informed and entertained. Thanks again, guys. Johnny Pennington.
You know, Johnny, we laid the breadcrumbs. I'm all about the breadcrumbs tonight because I'm hungry. We laid the breadcrumbs a couple weeks back when we were talking about handling the holidays and how we have a tradition here on Better Podcasting. So your email leads perfectly into the segue of saying, in 2 weeks, we'll be kicking off our arc on our two-part arc, which is our annual tradition on the gear from the past year. We do one episode with me running down what I've acquired over the year and run down a little bit about the purposes behind it and what our experience has been. And then SP does his. It might be the reverse order, but it is something that we do like to do that every year because we think that it's... We talked before about this, and actually the first time we ever did it was sort of showing the evolution of our gear. And that was the intention of those episodes, was to show how we have a lot of gear. We actually are firm believers you don't need this much gear, but we do. But we wanted to highlight that we've done this over a long period. And so this has become an annual tradition for us to talk about it. It gives people some ideas on what they might want to go with next, and it might give some people some ideas what they don't want to go with next because of our experience. So we are indeed in 2 weeks going to go ahead and do that. Johnny, you will not be let down. We'll go ahead and talk all about that. And so that will be when we talk about that. And it will also be the next time that Stargate Pioneer and I are together on this show, because next week you might just hear a special guest. Well, one of us is away because one of us is just a terrible, terrible, terrible individual.
Yeah, terrible parent too. Yeah, leaving your kids at home like that. Mm-hmm. And it's not me. No, I'm staying here. Actually, there is a potential still that I might not be here, but we'll make sure that we get the episode in. So yeah, we have a special guest lined up. Not going to say who it is just because we haven't recorded yet. And we will get that out for you next week. And then 2 weeks, like Steven said, we'll go on with our holiday gear edition, which reminds me, I need to start making my list, checking it twice, making sure I catch everything that has changed in 2017. So that's it for the feedback today, the better pod back, as it were. So with that, we definitely want to say thank you for dropping by. Thank everybody in the live chat. You guys are amazing to come by every week and geek out with us about podcasting. I don't know why you want to talk to Steven, but I can see you coming for the star of Better Podcasting, Stargate Pioneer. And with that, I want to say thank you for dropping by. We'll see you next week. And see you next week. Bye.
For episode 109 of Better Podcasting, I'm Steven John Drew.
And I'm SP.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Better Podcasting. We want to hear from you. You can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. If you like the show, please consider giving us a 5-star review in iTunes. We encourage you to check out all of the other geeky podcasts available at gunnageeknetwork.com. This has been a Gunna Geek production. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.